boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well. It is the last Those Girls in the Afternoon show of 2024, and I'm doing it by myself. Destiny is taking the day off, enjoying herself a easy, breezy New Year's Eve. So that means I am left here at my own dispense, and that means I get to pick what you hear today. So I'm going to do a Best of Those Girls in the Afternoon show for you this afternoon. And I went through and I picked out some of my favorite things that we did this year, favorite things that we talked about. So that is what you're going to enjoy all this afternoon. I hope it's better than the way that my day started, because I, right before I left for work, had a clogged dishwasher. Garbage disposal. Gee whiz. My garbage disposal stopped working. So I'm taking that as like all of the bad from 2024 that happened expelling itself and just sitting in my sink, and hopefully when I get home is down the drain with everything else from 2024. This afternoon is going to be a whole different animal. We're getting off to a good foot here. So kick back, enjoy Those Girls in the Afternoon Best of show for your New Year's Eve.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Just getting me today for Trending with Taylor, Destiny, taking the afternoon off. And I want to talk about TikTok put out what they believe were the top trends of the year. And the first one was all the baby animals that we love to follow, including Mudang, obviously, the baby hippo that lives in Thailand. She's sassy. She's adorable. There's also Pesto, who is a big king penguin from Australia. Both super adorable. I haven't seen Mudang on my For You page in a minute, though. We had Jules LeBron, who coined very mindful, very demure, which, again, I feel like has maybe kind of fallen off here recently. Maybe there'll be a new catchphrase that takes flight in 2025. And the last one that they had was the cucumber guy. His name is actually Logan Moffat, but he was the one that like got everybody to buy a mandolin and was slicing up cucumbers and putting in like soy sauce and feta and like all these really awesome, yummy looking cucumber snacks, which I did participate in. I never bought a mandolin because I saw way too many people getting injured with them. And that was it. That was TikTok's top trends of 2024. And I'm like, hello, where was the man or the bear?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So you're just hanging out with me this afternoon because Destiny decided to take New Year's Eve off, which means I got to go back through all of 2024 and pick out what I think was some of our best, craziest, weirdest things that we managed to pull off. Now, I'm actually going to take it back to the first day we worked of this year, which I believe was January 2nd. And we had this crazy idea of setting New Year's resolutions for each other. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. Neither of us held up our end of the deal. So here's a reminder of what our New Year's resolutions were supposed to be this year.
I found out that you don't like to set New Year's resolutions, Taylor, and that drives me nuts. Well, I want to better you, and I want to make you a better person, and I want to set a New Year's resolution for you, Taylor.
Okay.
So I have an idea. Okay. Do you want me to tell you what your New Year's resolution is? I have one for you.
Yeah, that I can't promise I'm going to actually do it.
I hope you do. Okay.
I have a bag.
So my New Year's resolution for you, Taylor, because I know you hate it so much, but I think it's going to make you a better person.
Are you going to tell me to read?
You're going to read a book.
Oh, no. My God. I haven't read a book since sixth grade. I think the last book I read was Twilight, to be honest. You said you want me to be better, so this is me making you better.
No, no. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
My resolution for Destiny is to be early to something once a week.
No, that's not possible.
I know, because even today you were like, oh, I was 15 minutes late for a meeting. And I am, this is for the betterment of you and
that
the people
around you. That is
literally
not possible.
Just once a week.
This is not going to work in my favor.
Well, I know I'm going to fail mine, so I wanted to make sure you could fail yours too.
You know, the bosses are like, thank you, Taylor. We appreciate you.
Yeah, they slipped me a 20 under the table.
I knew it.
I'm thinking back to early this year, Destiny found out that there was a Nickelback movie called Hate to Love Nickelback. And she was like, oh my gosh, come with me. Even though as a radio person, I can't stand Nickelback, okay? It's so easy to make fun of them. So instead of sucking it up and going to the movie, I gave her a list of things that I would rather do than go to that movie. And I've got that moment for you right now.
Just imagine it's you in those nice lounging seats at the theater on March 27th with a big bucket of popcorn and Nickelback.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if I want to do that. I actually know I don't.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to convince you, Taylor, to go to the Nickelback movie with me, because I don't know if you knew Nickelback's coming out with a movie. It's called Hate to Love Nickelback in cinemas worldwide, March 27th and 30th only, 2 days only. And
that's all I need. They really could have done without either.
And you were like, No, there's things I'd rather do, and we actually want to know from you, because I'm sure there's a long list of people who hate Nickelback like Taylor. What would you rather do than go see a Nickelback movie? Would you rather be bitten by a piranha? I don't know. Than go see a Nickelback movie.
I don't think that's dramatic. I really don't.
Love to hear from you. What would you rather do than go see the Nickelback movie? You can call us and let us know at 319-200-1029.
I have a list.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
I've been thinking for the last 5 minutes about about the things I would rather do than spend money and time on a Nickelback movie.
Okay.
Firstly, I would rather be the girl in the first Taken movie. That's fine. I'll do that. Secondly, I would rather drink a cup of water straight from the Cedar River.
Ew.
And see what happens than go to the Nickelback movie. I would also
That's
rather
disgusting.
I'd rather eat a raw onion like an apple for lunch.
That's
for
actually
weeks
pretty good. I've done that before.
Ew.
Okay. It's pretty good.
Well, I'd rather do that than watch a Nickelback movie. Number four, I would rather run into one of my exes with his new girlfriend. Then go to the Nickelback movie.
That one's harsh.
Number five, I would rather use bleach as eye drops than go to the Nickelback movie. And lastly, I would rather get a Brazilian wax at a mall kiosk than go to the Nickelback movie. I would rather try to swallow a AA battery than go to the Nickelback movie. I would also rather eat Mentos and drink a Coke immediately after.
Oh, God.
I would rather be a target for the U.S. Olympic archery team than go to the Nickelback movie.
He did not just say that.
I would rather ask a class of middle schoolers if they like my outfit. I just know they'd tear me up. I'd rather do that than go to the Nickelback movie. And then, honestly, I would rather watch the 50 Shades of Grey movie with my grandparents than go to the Nickelback movie.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You know how nasty that is.
And I would do it over the Nickelback movie. One of my favorite things that we did this year was back in the springtime, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was in Cedar Rapids for like a week, and it was parked out at different Hy-Vees, and we were obsessed with this thing. We were looking up where it was going to be, what time, and finally Destiny sent me out to go report live from the Wienermobile, and I have that moment for you right now.
And hopefully, I'm really hoping Taylor found the Wienermobile in time, because she promised me she would do a Trending with Taylor about the Wienermobile. Taylor, did you find it in time to do it live on location?
You hear that?
What is that?
That's a wiener whistle, baby.
Woo! You got yourself a wiener whistle?
Yes, and we have two of them, so you can also have a wiener whistle.
Yes!
So we can confirm that the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is at the Hy-Vee off Wilson Avenue, and I have to say, I feel like my dreams have come true today.
Okay, spill the tea. Why are your dreams coming true? Because you got a wiener whistle, or what? Because you saw the wiener
I got mobile? A wiener whistle. They had a whole lot of wiener whistles, which is super cool. They have stickers, which, again, I grabbed you one, Destiny, because
yes!
It says I saw it with the Wienermobile on the sticker.
Yes!
Also, as we were walking up just a couple of seconds ago, get this. There was a wiener dog outside of the Wienermobile. It was Wienerception, and his name was Oscar.
No.
I can't even make this up.
You're lying.
Yeah. No, 100% certain they have, Hy-Vee is cooking hot dogs, so it kind of smells like a hot dog next to the Wienermobile, which is awesome. What more could you ask for? And then there's two people that I talked to because I was like, I envy your lives. Please tell me about your job as a Wienermobile operator. And they have done this, it's a 1-year job. It was in St. Louis last week. And, where else was it? Mardi Gras down in, Louisiana.
Wow.
The girl says she's going to take the thing to Puerto Rico. Like, how do I become one of these Wienermobile people?
You're not leaving the show.
You shouldn't have sent me out here because I'm having the best time ever.
Hold on.
With the Wienermobile.
Can I talk to Kate? I want to make sure you did not get an application from them. Kate,
I
sure.
know. It's not too late. I could go back over to the table.
Okay,
and,
wait.
Grab an application.
I got a million and one questions. Hopefully you can answer it as you're standing next to the Wienermobile. If you had to guess,
okay,
how many Taylor lengths, how tall are you? That's a question I can ask a woman, right?
I'm like 5'7"-ish.
Okay, how many Taylor lengths is the Wienermobile, do you think?
Like 4 maybe.
Ooh.
I don't know, because the bun at the bottom is a little short. I'm going to say 4 for the bun. For the wiener itself, I'm going to say 4 1/4 of me.
Okay. Now, you said they are cooking hot dogs. The Hy-Vee is. But does the Wienermobile smell, though? Did you go up there and sniff it?
It's hard to say because, you know, it's a little breezy. So the smell of wieners is just in the air, honestly. It's just kind of the vibe around here. But no, there's not really a stench inside the Wienermobile.
Can you get in? Did you give them the $10 that I gave you to get in?
No, they do have it roped off. I'm sure it's, you know, probably for people like me who admit publicly that they would commit Grand Theft Auto if they had the chance.
Mm-hmm.
But you can peek your head in. So with your $10 instead, I am just going to get 10 hot dogs, I think, because they're only $1.
One for me, right?
I don't know. Me and Kate are pretty hungry. You send us on this journey. We deserve a couple hot dogs.
Okay, one more thing. I just have got to know, does the Wienermobile taste like a hot dog? Can you go up there and lick it?
I don't. You know what? I'm not sure that a parking lot is a place to be licking the Wienermobile. So that I will leave up to the imagination. Okay.
I will never forget, earlier this year, somehow I weaseled my way into mowing the outfield at the Cedar Rapids Colonels Stadium. Yes, that's a real sentence I just said. There's videos of that on our Facebook page, on the Z102.9 TikTok page that you can go watch. But if you're wondering how we even got to that point, so am I. So let's revisit that right now. Destiny came into the office today so convinced that radio is no longer her dream job that
nope, I'm out of here.
Instead, she heard the, you know, like first Wednesday of the month alarms going off in Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be the voice of like the, this is just a test. Don't freak out.
I think I'd be way better than that person.
So you had started this conversation of like, what's the job that you're convinced for some stupid reason that you would be really good at? And my first thought was, I'd be super sick at mowing, like, sports fields.
You have never, in your life, mowed?
I've never mowed anything. I've never used a push mower. I've never used a ride mower.
Have you ever seen a mower?
I've seen a mower.
Okay, well, we started there.
I've sat on one, I guess.
Okay, great. Was it running?
Nope. No. It was not. But I'm
why
just
do you
thinking,
think you'd be good then if you've never even done anything with it?
Because they do like the designs, right? Like in the football field, they do obviously really like defined
stripes. But one's like darker than the other, and then the other one's light.
Yes.
And so, in baseball, it's like more at an angle and stuff.
Yeah, it's like almost like a checkerboard.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Pattern. I feel like I could probably make that happen. I don't know why. It's just a stupid thing that I'm like, I don't know if I actually have the skills, but I possess the confidence that I think I could be a really good sports mower.
And what's funny is you got so confident, you were like, Cedar Rapids Colonels, give me a call.
I'm just thinking of like local fields.
And I'm like, they probably have to hire professionals.
And I agree, they should. But I think if they ever, I don't, do they hold auditions? I don't know. I just am asking
mower auditions
for you guys to keep me in mind, please.
Okay, well, you know what? I want you to fulfill your dream, even though I don't want you to leave those girls in the afternoon, because I do love you as my bestie. But I have Mindy on the phone. Mindy, how the heck can we get her to become a mower?
My husband's a head groundskeeper there.
Stop it right now! That's my dream!
I'll put a good word in for you.
Okay.
He's looking for help.
Here's the thing. And I'll be so honest. I've never mowed anything. But I want to be the one to do the pattern so bad.
It's not as easy as it may look.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
I believe it 100%. But I do think, for some reason, I have this false confidence that I can do it.
You know what? I have it in you as well. I just had to call because I just thought it was funny. I'm on my way home from work.
Well, put a good word in for me, please.
You know those girls in the afternoon.
I will definitely do that. He goes back to work on a week from tomorrow, so.
Okay, great. Well, call with an update if you have any.
I will absolutely do that.
If you remember, over the summer, Destiny revealed that she had never done karaoke ever in her life. So we couldn't obviously just send her to like a karaoke bar. No, 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 no. We had to make her first time special and crazy and completely over the top. So what we did was put on what we called the Errors Tour. It was one night and one night only, where she performed live on the radio, live on the stage at the McGrath Amphitheater. And it would be wrong of me not to replay that for you again. So here it is. Destiny is about to do her first ever karaoke performance. And we've got a bit of an audience here. Oh, yeah. Thank you to the fans of Destiny and her karaoke performance. And honestly, I'm not going to drag this out any longer. I think it's time we let her have her moment.
Stacey's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy, can I come over after school?
After school.
We can hang around by the pool.
By the pool.
Did your mom get back from the business trip?
Business trip.
Is she there or is she trying to give me the slip?
Give me the slip.
You know I'm not the little boy that I used to be. I'm all grown up now, baby, can't you see? Stacy's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited so long. Stacy, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacy's mom.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You're hanging out with just me today because Destiny is out this afternoon, but I got to get you trending with Taylor because I've been seeing this all over my For You page. People are talking about the songs that are going to be turning 20 years old as of tomorrow, 2025. It's pretty much a polite way of saying, hey, I feel old. How about you? So I'm now going to do that for you and share you some of these songs that you probably know and love as well. So turning 20 years old in 2025 is Lose Control by Missy Elliott and Sierra. Kanye West's Gold Digger, Black Eyed Peas' My Humps also turning 20 years old in 2025, Fall Out Boy's Sugar We're Going Down, I mean, are you feeling old yet? 50 Cent's Disco Inferno, and Nickelback Photograph is 20 years old in 2025, and I feel we could probably leave that one in 2005.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I loved the first day of summer and the way that we celebrated it. So we got a baby pool. We filled it up and we parked our butts on the front lawn of Z102.9 and did our entire show out there. We even had some listeners stop by who grabbed popsicles. It was so much fun. And it was also so much chaos. So here's a little taste of how that went.
I really hope the bosses are looking at the security cameras right now because we seriously look like we're doing nothing on the job.
Dude, this is the best day of my life. I feel like I have worked so hard for this moment.
You and me, literally, we have our feet in a pool right now. Can you hear it?
A little splish splash.
Yep, our feet are in the pool. We got bikinis on, but not really bikinis.
Yeah, this is the closest we're going to get to rocking the summer bod. We got the bikini t-shirts on. I feel like we're literally on some sort of booze cruise vacation right now.
We're getting laid because we got Lays on.
Yeah.
Like we're, you know, in Hawaii. It's kind of nice. Kate's got her feet up.
But it is the first day of summer. You know, it's officially summer solstice. We want to make sure that you are equipped to find a little summer romance.
Yeah.
So we've got some more pickup lines for you to use. Can I go?
Yes.
Okay. Get me some cooling aloe gel because you're making me as hot as a sunburn.
Oh, dear God.
Ooh. Ouch, I can feel the sting on that one.
Okay. I hope there's a firefighter around because you're smoking hot.
Ooh, okay. Don't sweat the petty things. Pet the sweaty things.
Ew! I don't even like to touch myself when I'm sweaty and
okay,
nasty.
Well, I don't know. You never. It might work on somebody.
You got another one?
Yeah. You're so hot, I could fry an egg on you. She hates it.
I don't know. Well, I mean, eggs are good. What kind are we talking? Sunny
side up. Yeah, that's what I was talking.
Okay. I'd like to dive into that body of water.
Ew, what does that even mean?
More recently, Halloween actually, we decided that we would do kind of our own version of like a couple's costume. Obviously, we had to go with a Post Malone theme for Destiny. So if you missed that, here's how our costumes went this year.
Hi. Oh my God. What do you keep calling today?
It's Posty-ween.
Posty-ween, in fact. I am dressed up Post Malone head to toe. I would love to show it, but I did leg day yesterday, and it's killing me. I got Crocs on.
Nice.
They got the beer.
Gibbet.
These? Thank you. I was like, what are those things called? I got that on. He always wears shorts.
Jorts.
That are like leopard. So I got the leopard shorts.
Nice.
And I'm doing even the booty dances that he normally does.
I'm triggered.
I was doing that this morning.
Nice.
And then I got a beer shirt on. It says, beer don't drink itself.
Oh.
Or themselves is what it says.
Very Post Malone.
And then I got the hair that was definitely not brushed. I'll tell you that right now.
I literally walked in today and I was like, is that your real hair?
It looks like it.
Kind of.
It just looks like I haven't brushed it in 16 days. And then I've got the face tattoos. Always tired. Stay away. The barbed wire, you name it, I've got it all over my face. And it's really funny because everybody keeps asking me, how long did that take you? I timed it. Took me 19 minutes to do all the tattoos.
Honestly, and the placement's pretty accurate.
Thank you.
So I showed up today. Do I sound like I'm in a cave a little bit?
You do sound something.
I kind of feel like it.
Like something's wrong with you.
So we brainstormed a little bit yesterday because whether we like it or not, we kind of had to do a couple's costume.
We did.
So,
and if I was going to... Well, if I was going to do it, you had to go down with me.
Right. You did Post Malone. We don't know what his woman looks like or even if they're still together, so we couldn't do that. I kind of toyed with, like, just showing up as a cigarette or something. But I also kind of took an easy route out, so I am here as Ghost Malone. I sound this way because I do have a sheet on. that I drew the tattoos on.
She's got the stay away, the always tired on there, the barbed wire and everything. And
yeah, and then I cut some eye holes, and now I'm sweating.
Here's the thing, is we walked around the office with them, and then she couldn't see anything. She's like, I think I need to make my eye holes bigger.
And I did, and I still feel like I can't really see.
Do not drive with that. I drove in my costume, and the amount of looks I got was insane. Please do not drive.
You came around the corner of the parking lot, and I was like, who is this deranged person? It was kind of scary.
I really, truly wanted to get pulled over like this. I want nothing more than to get pulled over today. I might speed. I might go through a stop sign. I won't, but I really want to get pulled over.
Can I ride in the back seat to just really freak him out?
Excuse me, officer. I look nothing like my driver's license. And do you want to see the passenger? She's
it's
great.
Me from the afterlife.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Now's the time to be excited about the new year or completely panic about it.
Way to be motivating.
Woo!
Yeah, 2025.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Wow, yikes.
Anyways, let's move on to tonight's dream.
All right.
Always have to make it weird. Tonight's trivia question. On New Year's, people in the Philippines wear what for good luck? See, I made it better.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about good luck for the new year. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I'm just hoping that you don't have it in the dirty laundry.
Oh, whatever it is you're supposed to wear.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to do laundry.
Bad. Better get to it. Because you're not supposed to do it on New Year's
Eve.
Remember? Right. So you really have today. You better get to it tonight. Listen to tonight's trivia question and get some laundry done. Because you're not supposed to do laundry tomorrow. It's bad luck.
I do know that.
Or dishes.
I'm all about that. I am all about that.
On New Year's, people in the Philippines wear what for good luck?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
The countdown is on until the new year. Don't forget to write 2024. Oh my God. See, I'm already making the mistake. I wish I could rewind radio so you didn't hear that one, but it's live, so.
Darn it.
Well, let's just forget what I was going to say and move on.
Anyways.
Tonight's trivia question, because that was super embarrassing. On New Year's, people in the Philippines wear what for good luck?
Gee whiz.
I'm going to need to wear whatever this is.
For sure. You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Justin said red underwear.
I was just talking about that today in our marketing meeting. That I forget where it was, but I did this as a trivia question last year, that if you wear red underwear, it is like trying to help you like get romance in the new year.
Oh.
Like each color of underwear is like for something. I forget what money was, but I'm sure it was probably green.
Green?
I would assume.
I need
can't
to
decide which one I want, romance or money.
Oh, good God. I don't think we need to know either way. What's your underwear be looking like?
I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call you tomorrow and ask you what color underwear you wear.
I think I'm busy. I might be busy during that time.
I feel like this is an HR violation of some
definitely.
Sort. Michael said the color white.
Oh yeah, that
makes sense.
I could feel that for sure. 1962 said jeans.
I hope that's good luck.
Yeah, lucky jeans.
Or I hope sweatpants are good luck.
I would love that.
Or pajamas.
Then if somebody comes at me for wearing sweats tomorrow, I have a reason. Can we just make this up?
Make it up, and then we're going to say it's a thing.
It's good
and
luck.
Then you can wear pajamas tomorrow to work.
So down.
I totally think you should do it.
I'm doing it.
On New Year's, people in the Philippines wear what for good luck? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I really am going to call you tomorrow. And ask you what color of underwear you were wearing.
And I'm going to record it. I'm going to download the file, and then I'm going to send it to HR, and it's going to be the end of you.
Big day's coming around the corner.
the new year.
New me.
No.
Okay. Moving on. On New Year's.
Whoa.
I don't think it's going to be a new me.
I got to get a boo button over here.
Yeah, you really do.
Jeez.
On New Year's, people in the Philippines wear what for good luck? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
We'll get your itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini out.
No. Absolutely not. I won't.
Why not? Because polka dots is apparently good luck. So I'm just rocking an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
I hope you're staying home.
Bye. You don't want to see me in itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow
not
polka
at work.
Dot?
No.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.